This is the Shama Space and Tech Briefing for Monday, June 29th, 2026. ON Semiconductor will buy Synaptics in an all-stock deal, valuing the transaction at a $7 billion enterprise value, the Wall Street Journal reports.
Australia's Firmus Technologies has struck an AI access deal with NVIDIA, according to Reuters.
Meanwhile, at NVIDIA, IDC data cited by 36KR says it became the top revenue data center Ethernet switch provider in the first quarter of 2026. NVIDIA posted $2.1 billion in revenue, up 192.7%, for a 21.5% market share in a $15.4 billion market.
Turning now to SpaceX, a Falcon 9 launched 24 Starlink satellites from Vandenberg Space Force Base at 1609 UTC on Sunday. The B-1088 booster flew its 17th mission and landed on the drone ship, Of Course I Still Love You.
SpaceX also launched Sirius XM's SXM-11 satellite to geosynchronous transfer orbit from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station at 10:25 p.m. Sunday. From Launch Complex 40, Sirius XM says its most powerful satellite will expand coverage in Alaska and serve the United States, Canada, and the Caribbean.
Shifting to Qualcomm, the company unveiled an AI data center strategy built around its Dragonfly C1000 CPU and high-bandwidth compute architecture. It also confirmed the acquisition of Modular and partnerships with Meta, Microsoft, Hugging Face, and Scam AI.
CoreWeave disclosed a $99 billion backlog tied to AI infrastructure contracts with NVIDIA, Meta, Microsoft, and OpenAI. Yahoo Finance says the agreements cover long-term GPU cloud capacity commitments.
China and several Central Asian countries plan to build the Tianwu constellation, an initial 5-satellite disaster monitoring network, agreed at the China Eurasia Expo in Urumqi. Xinhua says the system will share remote sensing data and use an AI computing center in Xinjiang for disaster prediction, pest detection, and glacial monitoring.
Research from the Center for the Governance of AI found GDPR, not the EU AI Act, accounted for most regulatory delays in releasing frontier AI models in Europe, MLEX reports. The study of 375 large language models found 11% were delayed or never reached the EU. Versus 7% in the UK.
Over at iREN, the company says new long-term infrastructure contracts with Microsoft and NVIDIA anchor its push to become an AI data center builder and operator. Its biggest disclosed deal is a $3.4 billion 5-year AI cloud agreement tied to NVIDIA Blackwell GPUs, and it's targeting $4.4 billion in annual recurring revenue.
Matt Stoller's big says Trump has picked a new antitrust chief.
Meanwhile, at NASA, the agency is preparing a $30 million robotic mission with Catalyst Space Technologies to raise the Swift Observatory into a higher orbit. The Pegasus launch from the Marshall Islands could come as early as Tuesday, with Swift needing rescue before it drops below 185 miles in October.
That's the Shamus Space and Tech Briefing for Monday, June 29, 2026. Sources are in the show notes. This episode is AI generated. Verify claims against the original sources.